Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gene Matson, who's the president with Starnet, and we're at Denver at the fall meeting. Gene, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thank you.
The fall meeting for Starnet, you do have two meetings every year. This one is a little bit smaller group. You have a lot of business things you want to talk about here, but it's pretty good attendance, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a non-mandatory meeting for us. The spring meeting, which we hold in April, is mandatory, and we're topping 600 at that meeting. This meeting, we have just over 300. It's actually excellent attendance if we look at the percent of our members who are here. And importantly, we have 100 vendors here, so we're delighted to have that kind of support from our vendor network.
And what are we doing in Denver?
We're educating here in Denver. The theme of the meeting is Rev Up Your Business with Starnet, and we had a general session today. And we had a series of workshops this afternoon. Half of the workshops talked about revving up their revenue, and the other half revving up their profits. And we invited the vendors to those workshops, and they did attend, which was great.
So 100 vendors here, I think that's interesting, and that's the total number of people.
Yeah, it's the total headcount, 100 vendor partners. But what's important about that is that they're coming and spending the time with our members. They're participating in our workshops and general sessions. We have a small tabletop display tomorrow during lunchtime. We wish we could have more vendors participate, but we had a limited space. So we'll have about 31 tabletop exhibits. And unlike our trade show in the spring, it's not as structured, it's not as large, but it's a chance for our members and our vendors to just talk openly about issues on the business.
Well, let's talk about that relationship for a minute, because I know this morning the board met with a lot of the vendors. Is that relationship going well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think what we feel is very committed to our vendor network and helping them to grow their business and working in tandem with our members. In my mind, we have two equal parties that we're servicing, the members and the vendors. And if those two groups together aren't seeing value in Starnet, it's a problem for all of us. So our focus is really very much about how to make this a valuable relationship.
So last year you were in New Orleans, and then in the spring you were in Fort Lauderdale. So you get around, and this is a good central place, isn't it?
It's a great place. It's a great place to fly into. And it's actually the founding city of Starnet. For many years in the early years, Denver was the location for the meetings.
Most people know Starnet as a group of commercial contractors, the biggest group in the United States. It's about 173 members now, right?
173 in the United States and Canada. So okay. It's a North American business. We have 13 members up in Canada. We've added 4 new members this year. We're very selective, of course, with who we bring in. We try to fill any kind of geographic holes, and also we want a company that's committed to a full-service model, that's interested in specifications and partnering with our vendors.
And these 4 new members, are they from all over the country?
1 member is from Houston, Texas, ACS Flooring. We have 2 new members from Ohio, Commercial Floors of Toledo, and Jones Schlater in the Columbus area. And then our final new member is Prodigy Flooring in Tampa, Florida.
All right, so let's talk about the health of the membership. I mean, this has been a crazy year. 13 was good for a lot of people. 14 we thought was going to be even better, and it's kind of mixed. I've spent some time today with the group. Most everybody's up, but it's in different pockets to varying degrees, right?
It has been a tricky year. We came into the year expecting good growth over 13. We had a sluggish first quarter. We really didn't start seeing strong numbers until May, June. Now we've kicked in and we're seeing some very strong numbers. And, you know, a lot of people blame the weather in the first quarter because it was such a tough winter, but I think there were other factors going on. Regardless, we expect a good, strong finish, and we certainly see 15 as even a better year.
Now, the people come to these meetings, obviously, for the programs that you put on, and you've got several great programs, but they also come for the networking. I've been here today, and every chance you get to be outside of one of these organized meetings, they are really sharing stories.
And I would actually say the networking and the sharing of best practices is probably the number one goal of most of our members. They like the education. I think they were happy with the workshops we had today. We worked them pretty hard. Tomorrow we'll go all day, Saturday. But they love to be together. They love to share experiences, to advise and help each other. If they pick up the phone, they can call any Starnet member and get support. And that's what really matters, Kemp.
You know, I sat in on 2 of these little breakouts today. One of them was on time management, a Stephen Covey thing. And you know, everybody can use that type of lesson. The other one, though, is I want to call it out for a minute, because the last time you and I talked, we talked about this whole national account option. And this meeting that I sat in was talking about perhaps another way of skinning the same cat. And it's called Starnet Network. And it's where members work with other members to service these big accounts. And it's non-structured, and listening to the dialogue, it sounds like a very interesting way of accomplishing the same goal.
That's true. I mean, it isn't really a national account program. It's about our members, if they have a very strong customer in their market, and they know that customer has a facility or a location in another market, taking the time and making the effort to refer their StarNet member partner to that end user so that work can be done in that market by a StarNet member. So it's not structured with a centralized national account and multiple locations. It's a business or a customer who happens to have a second location, but it's a referral. There isn't necessarily a project that's happening then. It's just more, how do I make sure my StarNet member has a chance at building their business? And it has been successful, and it really does leverage the strength of the network.
Okay, Jean. So as we wrap this up, where are you going to be in the spring?
Spring, we will be in Tucson, Arizona at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon. It'll be in the middle of April, gorgeous weather, beautiful setting, great meeting.
And most everybody has great expectations for 15, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. I was actually looking at some industry numbers today that look very, very promising for 15. So we are expecting a very strong start to 2015.
All right, Gene, it was good to be with you, and thanks for inviting us out to Denver. Again, been talking to Gene Mattson, who's the president of StarNet Worldwide, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.